Brad Roberts from the Crash Test Dummies joining us online right now. Hello there.
Hello there.
How are you?
Talk to you, Jeremy. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Now, people often say that we sound alike, so I'm hoping listeners aren't going to get confused today.
Well, we'll just have to hope that on my end as well. Because, actually, more on your end, because you don't want my words in your mouth.
I think I could handle it. Mmm, isn't that?
Yeah.
I can handle
Perfect.
That.
Perfect.
So, you know, the new album was just released a couple months ago, and it's been a long time coming. I know fans were waiting for it. So tell me about the disc.
Well, you know, 6 years ago I made a record, and there had been several records at that point, and I wasn't really making any money, and I wasn't having a lot of fun, and so I just stopped doing it. And swore I wouldn't make any more records. And now this one's out, so something must have happened. And basically what happened was I met a gentleman who owns a studio, is an excellent musical collaborator, and is more than happy to have me sit around and sing my songs, or my lyrics, that we write the music together, and make recordings of them. And so we started doing that. We were just going to put it out on the internet and leave it at that, and then the record turned out so well, frankly, that I thought, well, you know, why not print some and hit the road, do a tour. So it's been a while since I've done this, and now I'm back in the saddle, as Aerosmith would have sung back on their album Rocks, which, of course, was an enormous influence for me. But now, I digress.
Yes. Now, so the tone of this album, though, is a little bit different than some of your previous ones, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, I got to tell you, I know every band says, well, you can't categorize me, man. Music is just too individual to be talked about. And that gets a little old, because of course it can. However, having said that, I have always made an attempt to make records that don't sound alike. And that's mainly because I find it boring to make the same record over and over again. You know, Ghosts That Haunt Me, our very first record, which was very successful in Canada. Small budget, hastily put together, not the best record in the world, but it definitely had a folky sound, a quirky appeal. The next record, on the other hand, was, you know, massive production and better songs, frankly. The record after that was more of a rock and roll record, very guitar driven. After that, I did an urban sounding record. This record is different from all of those in that it's kind of, it's playful. It crosses a lot of genres that are not very modern, perhaps one might say. And you know, it goes from big band to, you know, 70s vibes. And I think there's a sense of playfulness, not just in the music, but in the lyrics as well. It was perhaps lacking in the last record, which was called Songs of the Unforgiven. So you can say there might be a contrast there.
Well, this one's a little bit more upbeat and happy, I guess you could say, in a sense.
Much more so.
And now, there was a break in music from the group. What happened there? What went down?
A break from the music, you mean, like, as in the last 6 years where we didn't put out any records?
Right.
I basically, you know, couldn't make any money on the road. I couldn't make any money selling records. File sharing had just begun.
All right.
And file sharing pretty much killed us for a long time. I couldn't afford to just make vanity projects, you know. I got bills to pay like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
That just stopped us in our tracks.
What's your take on the whole downloading music, file sharing thing now? I mean, there have been some rule changes and laws put in place. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that the internet and file sharing is such an outrageously complicated thing to try and, I don't want to use the word control, but at least, you know, run smoothly and transparently. International copyright laws, intellectual copyright laws stood up very well for vinyl. They stood very well for, well, not all the time, but they were more appropriate to an age where things were made in an analog way. You know, books. I mean, music publishing began with just composers writing music and publishing it, and then you'd go home and play it in your parlor and sing. So, you know, it was possible to collect money for the exchange of the product. And now that that process has become so complex that I don't know if intellectual copyright law will really ever catch up.
And we have to get back to the music here on our licensed radio stations. And so I hope you can stick around. We're going to chat a few more minutes. Brad Roberts from Crash Test Dummies.
Top of the Charts with Jeremy Bradley.
All right, Top of the Charts continues, and Brad Roberts from the Crash Test Dummies joining us on the line right now. So the band is back, touring Canada, and this is pretty cool. I know the Winnipeg crowd is getting a pretty sweet deal. What's happening in Winnipeg this October?
Crash Test Dummies for a long time have been spread out around the world. Our drummer, Mitch Dorge, lived in Winnipeg and grew up in Winnipeg and continued to live there. Ellen Reed, our backup vocalist, moved to Toronto. Moved to England for a while, as did our bass player, my brother Dan Roberts, who has now moved back from Toronto to Winnipeg again. Ben Darville lives over in Europe. So finally, the constellation of people has situated itself in such a way that we can actually get together and play in the same city, because Dan and Mitch now live there, and the rest of the band will be coming on through. We're doing a tour in Canada where the presentation of the music is as a trio, because quite frankly, it's just far too expensive to tour with an entire band. I'd love to, but I can't afford it. However, when we get to Winnipeg, we'll just take that trio, add the rest of the band, and reunited, and it feels so good.
We did. We were singing before we went on the air, for those who weren't tuned into that. But I think we might almost have to do a duet at that show. No, we don't. So the entire band, minus one, though, you were saying, is coming back together.
Yes, well, and the minus one is Ben Darville, and it's only because he has a career of his own, actually, that in Europe, where he does quite well with this band called Son of Dave. And he has a daughter there, and his daughter's mom lives there, so he can't just really pick up and do a show in Canada. Whereas the other folks have either more flexibility or just happen to live in Winnipeg and can jump in.
Oh, come on, that's no excuse. He's a flake.
Good one.
But now, so the band's website has all of the details about the album and the tour, is that right?
That is correct, www.crashtestdummies.com. I sound like a commercial for myself, but I guess I am being one right now. Yes. We're playing, the Canadian tour starts in Victoria on Friday the 1st of October, and we pass through Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, Saskatoon, Regina. We'll do that big Winnipeg show on the 9th. Hamilton, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, Halifax. It goes from the 1st to about the 20th, it's looking like, from what I'm seeing. So I'm really looking forward to it. I haven't toured across Canada in a while, and October's a nice fall month to get through there. So we'll have some spectacular drives, I'm sure.
What is the one thing that you're looking forward to on this tour?
Oh, the one thing I'm looking forward to on this tour is having an enormous amount of fun.
And you know what? The band's website looks really fun. You gave us the web address just a couple seconds. It's like a carnival or sideshow type thing. Where did that come from? What's that about?
That's based on the album art of the Crash Test Dummies hard package that you can buy at retail. The record's called Ooh La La, and it has a kind of a playful, as I mentioned earlier, genre-crossing thing going on where we're drawing on influences from the earlier part of the century. So the artwork that you're seeing on the web there kind of reflects the playful nature of the music.
And we're going to be hearing songs from the new disc on the tour then, I hope, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. I've slated some new material into the set list, and I've also slated some of the good oldies as well. Kind of a nice, try and get a nice balance going between the two.
Well, we're looking forward to it, so we'll be sure to check it out. CrashTestDummies.com, you said, is the address?
Yes, indeed.
All right, Brad Roberts from the Crash Test Dummies, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right, well, thanks a lot for having me, man. Good talk. Top of the charts!